Michael Ball.
Good morning again. I find that it's a reoccurring event that I'm up here talking to you about kids during conventions, but it's great because that means that we're always supporting students. And as I get a little bit older and farther and farther away from the designation of a student, it's interesting to me how things have grown and evolved. So this year in the Indiana affiliate, we, as always, are focused on our youth, and that's kids ages 4 to 12 in the Bell program, and then also students, can't call them kids really, I guess I can, but students that are older in high school that have participated on the national level in some of the science programs that we have as an organization grown and cultivated and still host now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to toss it over to Barb Dosh. She was the coordinator for the Bell program this year. This was a project that I told her to do. Our son was to be born in June this year, and so it wasn't a program that I felt confident in being able to facilitate and to run and be fair to the kids to try to do that this year. But it turns out that I should have turned the program over to Barb sooner because she did a fabulous job with it, and she did much better than I did. So here's Barb Dosh to talk about Bell.
What I'm going to let you know is the Bell Academy is a summer program that we do. Currently we're doing it for 1 week. We have a church in Indianapolis that allows us to use their facility. It's really wonderful. We had 7 children that came, and we had probably about 10 volunteers. It was wonderful. We were able to have children be taught to read Braille, write Braille. We had cooking classes. We had O&M and we had arts and crafts. It was really wonderful for me to do this project. I'm not sure if any of you know, but I am sighted, but my husband is blind. And my life has become more to making sure that everybody who is born blind or has features and ends up being blind, there's help for them. There's always something for them to do. And if we can help the children grow up into our futures, I'm all about that. It's really a great thing. What we did was, for our field trips, is I tried to make it more of a hands-on field. So the first place we went was a place called Rhythm Discovery Center. It is the world's foremost drum, it is a drum and percussion museum. It is in downtown Indianapolis. We had a lady who walked us through and showed us drums, tambourines, maracas, bells, everything. The children were able to touch everything. And then at the end, we went to a circle and we did a drum circle, and the kids loved it. The harder they banged, the louder it got, the better it was. And I thought, well, this is great. This was a great day to it. This is good to end. That wasn't it. They took us to another room where they had drums, any type of music instrument you could find, and they let the kids go free. They could just play on anything they wanted. It was a wonderful thing for the kids to do. And they're welcoming. They were able to let us do our own thing without suffocating us and, you know, let me do this, so let me help, let me do that. So it was really great, a great thing. Second place we went to was a place called Prancing Ponies. And it is, I don't remember where it is, I'm going to be honest. It's a petting zoo. But what it actually is a family-run farm. And they let us, our kids, pet pigs, goats, they held chickens, they had a huge barn full of cows, horses. The kids were able to touch everything. There was a gentleman that owned it who walked around and explained everything about the animals and anything we wanted to know. The kids had unlimited pony rides. So for me, that was another hands-on thing that I really enjoyed. What I'd like to see in our future is I'd like to see us be able to expand, maybe go to 2 weeks. And also, I really would like to bring people from outside of Indianapolis. We're kind of struggling with getting people into Indianapolis. And I know it's a difficult thing. Some parents want to come, and they might want to stay in a hotel. So what I'm going to say, my final thing is I'm going to say, I am selling t-shirts this year. I do not have a copy of it. I have it on my phone. It is blue. It's orange. On the front, it says the Bell Academy. On the bottom, it says National Federation of the Blind. The B, E, and the L have Braille letters on them. And on the back of the shirt, it says, if they don't teach them, we will. And it's also written in Braille.
That's awesome.
So people are interested, just find Barb. Jean also said she was going to help with that. They're going to be $20. And spread the word. Maybe we can get some more kids this year.
Yes.
Thank you.
So before we move forward, and Micah's part of the presentation, Mail Project is a good project that we do, and we love to participate in it. And so, having said that, we have members that have stepped up, and one in particularly, Martin, has pledged $500 to the Mail Project. He has requested that if anyone wants to step up and match him, that would be great. These funds will go to the Bell Project so that we can bring people in from outside of Indianapolis and have them stay in hotels and participate in our Bell Project. Bell stands for Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning. Thank you. I'm facing backwards. Okay. So, we will hope that you guys step up and participate. And here's Michael Ball.
So the National Federation of the Blind Journey Institute has been running youth programs for probably longer than I've been around. But on the official level, I guess, the first one was in 2004. And the focus has always been on science, technology, engineering, and math, because as many of you know, those are fields that blind folks have historically been unfairly excluded from. So, of course, as we do with many things, we say that's not going to cut it, and so we find a way to fix this. And so that started in 2004 with the first Rocket On Camp. I participated in a Rocket On Camp a couple years after that and have been participating in youth programs in various roles and ways since then. But as I said earlier, now that I'm not a youth anymore, I'm trying to find youth to participate in. So that's sort of been my very small role in the last few years, has been to try to bring kids from Indiana and other places to the fantastic programs that are hosted at the Journey Institute in Baltimore, but also in various museums across the country that have been sent to you. That's been in 6 different states, and now there's another National Science Foundation grant that is supporting our work to empower blind students to pursue their dreams, whether they're in STEM fields or in other fields. So I have one of those students here. This is Marie Vianetta. She participated in this summer's program. It is NFBEQ, which stands for Engineering Quotient. It's kind of a play on IQ, but it's EQ. So Marie's going to share her story, and hopefully you will see that while we're working on STEM things, that's not our main focus. Our main focus is empowering blind students to live the lives they want, whether that's in the STEM field or not. So here's Marie.
Hi, like she said, I'm Marie. I'm a senior at the blind school, which is where I still work. And so I expressed kind of my concerns that I hadn't had a very full science education. I had a mainstream before, and a lot of the times when things were quote-unquote hands-on, it was very bizarre. So I hadn't ever really gotten to participate in the experiments or do very many science and things. And she was like, oh, well, I have a program that's going to be perfect for you. And she forwarded me the information. She's like, go ahead and apply for that. And I'm like, great, this is a good way to spend some time in my summer. Everybody's always looking for things to do. So I applied and I flew out there. And I kind of was like on the plane and I realized, oh, she's like, I'm not a very outgoing person. And so I'm like, all right, so I'm going to go to an unfamiliar place with unfamiliar people. I better like get the most out of this experience and kind of like come out of my shell a little bit. And so that definitely, like, allowed me to kind of pursue, like, who I wanted to be, or, like, not necessarily who I wanted to be, but just become more outgoing and kind of make new friends. And I actually made several friends that I'm still in contact with. When we first got there, I'm going to kind of give you a bit of a rundown of the important things that we did and kind of how it impacted me. So the first night we had an engineering challenge where we used sticks of wood and rubber bands, and we had to make a structure that we could sit under and that could support a weight. And so I'm sitting here thinking, like, we have these little tiny 2-inch wide pieces of wood. I'm like, okay, and rubber bands. I don't know, like, how are we gonna connect this in a way that's gonna make a structure that not only can we all sit under, there's 5 of us, but that can support weights. And then we had about 45 minutes, and I'll let me tell you, we spent most of that time brainstorming, and so it was really, like, it was interesting to see kind of how everybody perceived the challenge, and it helped me with my communication skills, because when I had an idea, because there was 5 of them, I couldn't come around and show them each my idea in a way that would be productive for time, so I kind of got really good at explaining things so that it saved time. And kind of in reverse, I got really good at listening and figuring out what other people were saying based on obviously,
that were coming out of their mouth, because again, they didn't have the time to come around and show me. So that definitely taught me to be more precise and effective in my communication. The next day, we worked on drawing multi-view pictures for architecture, and I'm thinking, great, blind people and drawing. Like, how is this going to work? Okay, because they handed me a pen, and we're like, we're going to draw, and I'm like, all right. I really like to draw before I lost the rest of my sight, so I was really interested to see how this was going to work. And they introduced me to a bunch of different tools. There's a board that you can put under paper and draw with. I had no idea at all. And so they taught me how to do that, and also, like, how to draw different views of things. So, like, if you're looking at a box, you know, there's a whole side of the box that people don't see when they look at it. And I never thought, like, oh, you have to draw that too. Like, I don't know how to draw that, but I definitely learned how to draw that, and that was really interesting and something that I would not have ever been able to do otherwise. The projects that we were going to do, they gave us the guidelines. They said, we're going to make, at the end of this week, you're going to have made a structure, and we want you to know what the purpose of the structure is, and you're also going to have made the structure. And so I'm thinking, okay, like, I don't really know entirely what this entails, but as we went through the week, it kind of all came together. The next day, or the next lesson, was about forces and how they acted on an object, which is really interesting because you think, you know, a force is like you pushing a shopping cart, but there's a whole lot more, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is good to know now, and I'm never going to use it, but I'm actually using it in physics this year, and so it gave me a really good idea of, like, what I was coming into, and I didn't even know it. It was a learning, and I didn't even know. So we did that, and then we took several field trips. One field trip that really stood out to me was to Jerusalem Mill, where we learned about post and beam construction. And rather than, I think, the post and beam construction is really great, but I think the thing that really stood out to me about the whole tour was that it was very hands-on, and everything that they showed us, they were either able to describe really thoroughly, or we were able to touch it. And so it gave me a really good idea of the village that is Jerusalem Mill, and kind of how life was before, as well as obviously teaching me about post and beam construction. We had a session on defining disability, which was really interesting to come together and see, like, what does everybody think of disability? And it was very eye-opening for me in a way that I can't really put into words, because everybody thinks of disability and how it affects somebody and how it, you know, and how other people perceive it. It's very different from person to person. Throughout the program, we were able to talk to many blind engineers, which is really interesting because I never thought, you know, an architect, I always thought of that as being a very visual thing. You know, I want the windows to look this way and I want this to look this way, but it's actually a lot more than just, you know, what something looks like. We were able to talk to a blind woman who works in the FBI, which is really cool. I want to work in the FBI someday. Like, that seems like a really cool thing. She actually was able to talk to us a bit more even about just life when you're constantly traveling and how do you orient yourself to a new environment, which is really crucial for me because I want to travel for my career. We talked to blind computer programmers, and that was really interesting because I learned that there's a, like, computer braille is actually used for coding. I thought it was just some torture device that hymns, you know. I didn't know. I rode on a boat, which doesn't really, it doesn't, you know, it wasn't very educational, but it was something that I've never done, and it was really fun. And I mean, I would have never been able to do that otherwise. There's nowhere to ride on a boat around here. Throughout the entire program, I worked with and learned from an architect. We learned about how forces act on buildings, so on the walls and on the roof. And he told us at the beginning, he said, "You'll never walk into a room and think about it the same way again." And it's so true. I walk in and I am immediate. It's very different now that I have the knowledge of how things are created. And one thing that he really stressed to us, he said, "You know, you're not here for us to convince you to go into a STEM-related field. You're here because we want you to have the opportunity, if you want, like, to get the information so that you know whether you do or you don't." And so I've decided I don't want to go into a STEM-related field, but I could not have definingly told you why before I actually had this experience. And so it's just really eye-opening, and I'm really grateful that I was able to go. Thank you.
Questions for them before they go? Any questions from the audience? Let's give Bree, Micah, and Barb another hand. Yeah. We love STEM to you, and we love Bill in Indiana.